Not so fast, Pierre. There's another candidate doing pretty well right now.
Say hello to my little friends.
The live-action flick Beverly Hills Chihuahua led the box office pack for the second week in a row. That would support the argument we presented for your homework assignment last week. It was to debate the following. Resolved. Dogs are obviously superior to cats.
Well, that's not what my cats tell me.
Listener Dennis O'Shea is the proud owner of Pete and Maggie the Tabby.
All right, they don't literally talk, but they sure are capable of communicating, and they sure are capable of telling me who's in charge, who's best. And it's not anyone who answers to Fido.
Adam Freed of Gladwine, Pennsylvania, could not disagree more. He writes, "Of course dogs are better than cats. Have you ever heard of a seeing-eye cat or a junkyard cat or a police feline unit?" And as to the canine's physical prowess, far superior, says Steve Fisher of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, duh, what team of cats has ever won the Iditarod?
Good point, Steve. Then again, Tim Colas of Salem, Oregon, has these four words.
Cats don't eat poop.
I believe we have a draw. Now for your next homework assignment. This time, think werewolves and swamp things. We'd like you or your kids to invent a fantastically scary monster. We want its name, a description, and the sound it makes. Share the scare. Call our homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Or you can email us at homework@npr.org.